Hey, what's going on, Anchor? It's your host, Kevlo, from Kevlo's Wave. Haven't been on in a while, but a lot's been going on. Just a little recap of my life. My artist is doing great, and I'm getting him opportunities. I'm trying to graduate my school, and I'm in college. I'm killing it. I'm doing a lot of sales competitions, a lot of sales roles, a lot of role plays, a lot of talking with people, so a lot of networking. So with that being said, always network, but the main point of this episode is I'm just mad that when I'm in doing my profession, my professors are telling me, you know, do this, do X and Y and Z, and then, you know, are inspiring me. But then on the opposite end of the spectrum, I hear fellow students of mine and, you know, friends and peers, close peers, including my girlfriend, the closest peer you can get, is telling me that her school, I'm not going to mention what school, she's literally going to graduate here in 2 months, and they're telling her that if she doesn't have any kind of experience under her belt in anthropology, that profession, you know, she's not going to get hired, plain point, period. And that's just not the truth anymore. Because a lot of your professors haven't, or, you know, teachers or parents, whoever, have been out of their profession a long time, are really comfortable in the profession. And if they're not good, don't talk to the people, by the way, who are not good in their profession. Go to people who are excelling in their profession, and they will tell you that they didn't start with all the experience in the world. I've been told many times that experience is good. Intellect is great, meaning intellect is, you know, your ability to learn, and energy is the greatest, because you need the energy to want to do that. You need the energy, let's go backwards, to want to have intellect to learn, so then if you have the energy to learn, you will gain the experience. Okay, that's what I believe. Experience is good, intellect is great, but, you know, energy is the greatest thing anyone can possess. If you have a passion, that's the energy I'm talking about. The energy that you're feeling from this right now, this podcast, the energy that I am giving you, the vibes that you are receiving from me is my passion to do my profession. And someone's telling my girlfriend, someone talented, someone smart, and someone unique, and someone who loves anthropology with a passion, telling her that she can't do something because, you know, she doesn't have experience in her field yet, that's a bunch of BS. That is, if anyone's been told this, ignore them, because you can do whatever you want, and that's a fact. You can, if you want that job, you'll get it. You'll qualify enough and you'll prepare enough to get it. So don't worry about what other people say. That's my only segment for today. Just go do. And I wanted to keep going on this segment because this is super important. I don't want what I just said to be overlooked. And I just played my track, let's rephrase that. I played my buddy Miles's track that I'm featured on, aka I'm Kevlo on there, featuring another guy called K-Park. And people have told me many times, Kevin, no one will ever ask you for a feature when I was first starting out rapping. Even when I wasn't first starting out rapping, when I'm rapping now, like when I'm doing it for fun, people always tell me no one's going to reach out to you for a feature. But then, you know, I'm featured on other people's songs just like I was in that last song. And I actually like killed that. I didn't just sit there and half-ass that. I had someone tell me I couldn't do something, and then I just went and did it. And that's like the best thing you can do. If I'm learning anything from this guy named Gary Vaynerchuk, if you guys don't know him, you need to check him out. I mean, people say, Kevin, you're on Gary's dick. I mean, Kevin, you're Gary this and Gary that. This man has changed my life because he puts things in perspective for you. He says, just do. And he actually goes into the explanation of how he did it. And that's the only thing he knows how to do, is tell his past experiences and tell you what have worked. Remember what I said in the last segment? Go to people who know what they're doing in their profession. They will not tell you what works and what doesn't work, because they don't know, but they will tell you what works for them, what has worked for them in the past, and you should do some version of what they've done, because it's true. It's everything changes over time, no matter what your profession is. I mean, if I'm in sales, right? I'm in professional sales, and I'm in marketing, and, you know, if you're in anything, like if you're one of the most common majors I see out there is like nursing. Okay, if you want to be a nurse, or if you want to be a child educator, meaning like a teacher, You got to start somewhere like everyone else does. You got to put the same pair of pants on 1 foot at a time, just like I do. So it doesn't matter what your profession is. Do not go telling people what works, because things change over time. So therefore, it's not valid. You can tell people what has worked for you, and same thing for anyone else. But don't go crushing people's dreams, telling them they can't do something. I've went and told people before that they can't do this, but then those same people who are my friends go and do it. I mean, I'm friends with people who are just like me. So if I tell them they can't do it, all I'm doing is motivating them. And at the end of the day, they're going to say, hey, I know you hated, but man, I did it. Look at me. And they're going to make sure they rub it in your face. So do not, again, to end this segment, don't let someone tell you that you cannot do something, that you won't be able to get that job if you don't have an internship. You know, experience is great. You know, intellect is pretty good, but energy is the greatest thing you can get. Just remember that. And I'll rephrase again, experience is good, intellect is great, but energy is so great, because energy makes everything, makes you want it. It makes you have that passion, that drive, that hunger, that grind. Okay? So again, I'm very upset, but I'm not going to let other people tell me that I can't do things. You should do the same. Thanks.